Hi, I'm Chanel. Last week, a rider and a marshal died after an incident at the Southern Hundred. Debbie Harris was a marshal at the event. She set up a Just Giving page to raise funds for medical privacy screens. Find out more about her fundraiser here.
So we can't change, unfortunately, what happened, but we can help going forward.
Now, what is it? I know the money is going to go towards the screen protectors. Can you tell me a little bit about that and the idea behind that?
Yeah, the screens are used by obviously medical ambulance crews on site if they're dealing with an incident or an accident, just to give people a little bit of privacy and dignity. And my aim is to try and get as many screens as we can across that we can use across the island, that if any incidents or accidents happen, they can be put up. They're put up very quickly. It's just to protect people's privacy. The world of social media at times can be really good, but at other times when people are injured and hurt, their loved ones don't need to necessarily see it on social media before they're informed. So the idea of this is to protect them and obviously to respect everybody's privacy.
Without going into too much of details, were you there last week and what was it that you saw that made you want to do this?
Obviously, I can't comment on what I saw, but I was actually a hands-on marshal at the event and was actually one of the recovery team of marshals who was there during the event. So without going into too much details, the screens were used to protect, unfortunately, the marshal that passed away. So it's, again, just a dignity, respect. And this is, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of spectators who were coming down the road and were trying to look. It's just to try and stop that unnecessary what's going on. At times where you're busy dealing with things, you haven't always got the manpower to keep asking people to move away. And unfortunately, on Tuesday night, we had to ask additional people to, could they move the crowds away? So hopefully these screens, more screens we can get, will prevent that in the future, because we just put the screens up and not have to worry about people seeing things that they don't need to see. And unfortunately, once they see it, they can't unsee it.
How many screens would you like to get?
I haven't really set a figure in mind. The more we can get, the better, because obviously they could be used for any motorsport via the Rob Fine ambulances as well, not just the Southern Hundred. But in an idea for the Southern Hundred, like I say, the more we can get, the better, because at least then the marshals, if somebody does have a slide off and if they're lying in the road, and even if they've just broken an arm or a leg, the screen can be put up to protect them while the doctors and the medics are doing what they need to do. It just stops, again, the photos and the videos being shown, because you know yourself, if you break an arm, it's painful. And I know, it's all about protecting everybody's privacy, dignity and respect, not just the injured, but the families and loved ones as well.
Right. How much were you looking to raise and what are you on now?
We're just over the 2,100 on the Just Giving page. Each screen can cost up to £876. They are all off the high proper standard where they're fireproofed and everything. I've set the target at 2,500 now, but obviously the more we can make, the better, the more screens we can get. So really the sky's the limit as far as we can go.
Since you posted the crowdfunding, how's the reaction been? Have people come to you and said, hey, this is a great idea, we should have thought of it earlier, or anything like that?
Absolutely. The feedback I've been getting is, this is brilliant, this is fantastic. And I have been in contact with one of the families involved who, again, they are so grateful and, yes, fully behind me, as are the Southern Hundred Club and the ambulance teams. Feedback has been really, really positive. It's sad that in the world we live in that we need to do this, but I do believe it's something that every motorsport or event where people could get injured, it's something moving forward that people are going to have to start looking at.
Right. Yeah. And is there anything else you'd like to add or you'd like to say?
No, I'd like to say, obviously, my condolences to everybody involved in the incident on Tuesday and their families, and what a fantastic team of medics and marshals that we had on the night, and my thanks can't go enough to them. The Southern Hunter Club, obviously, their loss and the impact of this. But going forward, yet, if anybody can spare £1, £5, please donate what you can.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.